Hi, I'm Shanna Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Are you looking for a way to proudly show your faith? Stand fast in faith. Share your love for God with our positive, faith-promoting graphic tees, blankets, and more. Perfect for church groups, camps, or anyone who wants to proudly show their faith. We're all about promoting God's love with kindness and positivity. Visit standfastinfaith.com today. Use code TODD for 10% off your online order. That's standfastinfaith.com.
At FurnitureMadeInUSA.com, we provide beautiful chairs, rockers, stools, and tables handcrafted by skilled American artisans in North Carolina since 1924. With every purchase, you're supporting American businesses, American workers, and their families. Don't just buy furniture. Invest in a piece of American history. Shop now at FurnitureMadeInUSA.com.
How can you safeguard against economic insecurity in these trying times? Heirloom seeds. You only have to plant once and then gather the seeds from the harvest for future planting. Arc Seed Kits provides the seeds plus instructions on how to grow and then save more seeds so you can just keep growing. To place an order, go to arcseedkits.com and use the discount code Todd to receive 10% off your order.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Feeling tired, achy, or restless? You might be magnesium deficient. It's the world's biggest deficiency, and it can cause pain, cramps, and sleep problems. The Heart of Tradition offers the purest full-spectrum topical magnesium on Earth. It is extracted from a clear stone in its raw, natural state. Just 10 sprays daily help you feel your best. For a limited time, save 10% on your order by using the code TODD. Visit theheartoftradition.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first six solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory. Your mission, our gear.
Tired of weightlifting platforms that don't fit your existing squat rack? Executive Fit builds custom platforms to fit perfectly. No need to buy a whole new rig. They're the only ones with a no-peel logo guarantee. Upgrade your gym with custom rack headers and signage, too. Executive Fit. Outperform the standard. Visit ExecutiveFitLLC.com or use code TODD for a discount. That's ExecutiveFitLLC.com, code TODD.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are handpicked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life, and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, that is right, my friends. You've tuned in to America's Home for Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I had a nice weekend. Hope you did as well, my friends. And I want to talk today. We've been talking about this redistricting and the fact that it is a political exercise, and that's becomingly abundantly obvious to anybody who cares to pay attention to reality, to truth. I've got some sound bites from Gavin Newsom, the governor of the People's Republic of California, who's out there trying to take advantage of the redistricting that is available to himself and the, well, as being governor of a state that's led by other folks who are part of the People's Republic of California, these Democrats driving that state headfirst into the ground. He's out there calling for redistricting while saying the Republicans made him do it. That's right, my friends. The Republicans made him do it. It makes no sense. He's wanting political cover for something that, of course, could have political fallout and consequences. That's kind of the point of this entire exercises we've been talking about. Also got a soundbite from Beto O'Rourke, who's out there, well, with the much more expletive-laced explanation. He says, to heck with all of it, there aren't any rules now. Democrats should fully embrace redistricting in all of these blue states. That's the direction that we're headed this morning, my friends. Before we get there, though, as we start this journey together. Ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? It's not by accident. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want their wealth to make a difference for years to come. The team at Full Suite Wealth brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and option strategies with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love, both today and in the future. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave your mark, if you want to build something lasting, if you want to leave a legacy, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Visit FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. All right. So last week when we talked about redistricting in Texas, we talked about how this was ultimately a political exercise. We talked about how there is no objective formula for drawing districts. We also recognized that there are no, well, while there's no formula and while there has to be some discretion and some, I guess, consideration as to how you get an equal number of people roughly in each district, common sense says, hey, I know that those are going to look different. They're going to have
they're going to be shaped a little differently. Some of them are going to be smaller geographically because of population density. Some of them are going to be larger because there's not going to be as many people in them. Sometimes it will be necessary to at least consider connecting cities or with excluding cities from a district. That is at least possible. But at the same time, we can also know that there are districts that are drawn specifically in these very odd shapes. That's the gerrymander, by the way. These very odd shapes in order to do the best that they can to secure political victory for the party drawing them. This is a subjective thing. And the party in power, the state, the people who are elected to run the state legislature, they're held accountable by the people who voted them into office. And so if the people who voted them into office are bothered enough by what they've done when they are in office, they can face consequences for this. The other thing that happens, especially, there's not many states where it's just overwhelmingly, let's say that there's not the numbers. At some point, this becomes a riskier strategy, right? So let's say if you're trying to get more blue or red districts, forget what color for a moment to try to keep this fair and emotions from being attached to it. But if you're trying to squeeze as much out of each district as possible, then you're, by definition, you're taking voters that you can rely upon or think you can rely upon to vote for your political party out of one of your districts and then move them to another to turn the other district, let's say it's red, to turn it blue. You got to take blue voters out of a district and move them into a red district. And so this sounds all well and good, but you don't have an infinite number of voters in the party that you want to see, in this example, Democrats. You don't have an infinite number of Democrats. You could say the same for Republicans. Every time I take Republican voters out of a district and put them into another, hoping to turn another district red, I am shaving off my perceived or maybe even in reality, the actual margin of victory. I'm shaving that off. And so that is a risky proposition, but it's ultimately a political exercise. What's interesting about it this time is that normally you don't have the president of the United States openly calling for states to do this. That's what's interesting. And what's fascinating is that this has been going on for eons. This is as old. This is a predictable thing. If you were to start a brand new nation with a brand new system of government today, if you were to do that in some faraway land, wherever it may be, on the other side of the ice wall even, if you want to start a nation there, I'm kidding, by the way, and they've never been governed before and you have representative government, you're going to immediately see people say, how can we draw the districts so that they give our political party the biggest advantage possible, the best chances to win each district, but also the best chance to win the most seats possible so that we have a majority in the representative body that we are going to be creating in this fantasy country. This is a predictable thing. This is not something that should shatter the thinking of people. And on top of that, there is no objective way to do this. Is a square a more democratic shape than a rectangle? Is a gerrymandered district ever excusable or understandable? Do they have to be a certain amount of maximum distance north to south, east to west? You can see this becomes very complicated, but yet at the same time, we can know when a shape is drawn specifically for political reasons. Look at Illinois. I forget the district, but it basically connects, I think it's Springfield, with another district in southwestern Illinois. And you could say the same about Texas, where it connects San Antonio with Austin. So the bottom line here is that this has been going on forever. It's unavoidable. This is the way that it's going to be, especially if districts have to be roughly, approximately the same size, the same number of people. You can't control. What are you supposed to do if a bunch of people move to one part of your state and you have to change the shape? You have to adjust the shape so that the people in each district are roughly the same from a proportional perspective. So this is unavoidable, yet at the same time, we can see when it's being clearly manipulated. So there are political ramifications for this. That's the bottom line here. And that's what Governor Newsom wants to avoid. Governor Newsom wants to do precisely what the Republicans are calling for in Texas. He wants to do the same thing in California. He's made this known. In fact, at his most recent press conference, I think it was on Friday, I saw this first over the weekend. He was saying, we're going to do this. We're going to do this, but it's because the Republicans made us. This is not a long-term solution. We have to save the Democrat districts the Republicans are trying to wipe away from the state of Texas. We have an obligation, a moral imperative to do this. This is the argument. None of this makes any sense. But see, it does show that he has political savvy. He knows that the voters are going to be the ones to determine ultimately if these actions taken by state legislatures deserve, or I guess you could say, are worthy of some sort of a response from the voters. He knows that if it appears that he's done this for obvious political gain, he may be held responsible. He's also planning to run for president of the United States as a Democrat. And so he knows on a national level, gerrymandering is not going to be something he can defend. And so he's going to want to have a paper trail, a digital paper trail of videos, things that he's written, things that he has said, so that it is clear that he didn't want to do this. Of course, that doesn't stand up to logic, because he absolutely can choose not to do this. The other thing that bothers me about this, and I hit on this last week, but I want to say it again this week. I want to say this as clearly as I know how. This concept of Republican districts and Democrat districts, this idea that says that the government, even in Texas or California, either way, are trying to steal Republican representatives, or vice versa, Republicans are trying to steal Democrat seats in Texas. These are the people's seats. Now, I understand at one level what people are saying. They're saying that they're trying to stack the deck so that they have an advantage in every district. But there's nothing that says they can't do it. There's nothing that says they can't do it. I don't like it, especially if it means the balance of the power in the Congress is hanging there and could be the result of how this redistricting all plays out. But again, they may be playing with fire here. They may end up not gaining seats by redistricting. They may actually dilute the votes of the majority enough to where they could even lose a seat that they were relying on, as well as lose the one that they thought they were redistricting to secure. So it is a bit of a risky proposition. But these are not, there's nothing that says a state has to have any certain number of Republican or Democrat districts. It's crazy. In fact, if you look at these states like Massachusetts, some of these states have quite literally zero Republican representatives. But if you look at the total of votes for Republicans in that state, they might have 40% of the overall vote, maybe even in the low 40s. But that's not concentrated enough for them to secure these congressional districts. They don't point that out. They only want to use Texas. They only want to reference states that are Republican. Now, they've had to reference Illinois because it's probably the most egregious gerrymandering state in the country. it's obvious what they've done with some of these districts. But the bottom line here is that there is nothing that says because 40% of your state votes Republican that you should have 40% of the congressional districts. That's just not the way that this works. Our founders did not frame a country that was intended to be a two-party political system, although we could see quickly that that's what it turned into. You have to win votes in your district, if you're a congressman, congresswoman, on your own. You can leverage the fact that you're, you know, part of a Republican hopeful majority or Democrat majority, if that's that resonates with your base. But this is way too scientific. People don't make decisions like this. People make decisions based upon a number of things. They voted for Obama. I remember listening back in 2008 as to why people were going to vote for Barack Obama. Many of them loved that he was, of course, the first person who was black that could, you know, be America's president. As I said, it was wonderful for this country to reach a point where a person who is, well, of any race or ethnicity could win the presidency. That's a wonderful thing, because it's not about that. It shouldn't be about race and ethnicity. And this country, of course, has had a terrible history when it comes to those things. But we've fixed those things, and that election proved that. But voting for someone simply because of their race, whether they are or are not a certain color or gender or whatever ethnicity, is just not a good idea. But the bottom line here is that these are the sorts of reasons. I remember one person saying that they voted for Obama because of his jump shot. It's just crazy. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's why the left, by the way, likes identity politics. They're the ones that are guilty of creating this. Although there's certainly Republicans that try to take advantage of that too. But bottom line here, you have to, if you want to win an election, you're going to have to go out and get it in your district. Yes, I know in certain districts, the odds are stacked against you if you are Republican or if you are Democrat. But you better figure out what that district wants, and you better figure out how to deliver it. And that's how you win elections. So, that being said, it's obvious that this is a political exercise here, and that Newsom wants to avoid being held politically liable for redistricting in California, yet he wants the political advantage of redistricting in California. Case in point, here he is at the podium holding a press conference talking about how the Republicans made him have to move forward here, at least pursue the possibility of redistricting in the People's Republic of California. Here's what he says.
We are moving forward. Make no mistake. California is moving forward as a state that's larger than 21 state populations combined. We are not a small, isolated state.
Who said you were?
State larger than 21 populations combined. We tried to play by a higher set of standards
Get
and
alive.
Rules with our independent redistricting, and we believe in that.
But
and we are not talking about eliminating that commission.
But you are today.
We are talking about emergency measures to respond to what's happening in Texas, and we will nullify what happens in Texas. We will pick up 5 seats with the consent of the people.
How's that
and
the consent
that's the
of
difference
the people?
Between the approach we're taking and the approach
about?
They're taking. We're doing it on a temporary basis. We're doing it in a fully transparent way. And we're doing it by asking the people of the state of California for their consent and support. Mark that stark contrast to what's happening in Texas and other states.
Got it. You're doing the same thing Texas is, except for you want to put all the blame on Texas, but you want to say that you're not guilty. Texas did it first. I have to do it. We have to secure the seats for Democrats that Texas is eliminating. I don't see how that's your responsibility. What does one have to do with another? Governor Newsom, you've engaged in this political fight, and you're welcome to do so, but be a man here. Be a man and tell the truth. The truth is you want to see a political advantage for Democrats. And you know what? I expect that. I expect that out of politicians. You want to see your side have as many advantages in this country politically so that you can win the political fights. These are issues that you think are important to win, whatever they might be. Climate change, taxing the wealthy, free grocery stores, whatever it is, whatever socialist utopia you think you're trying to create, that you think you're capable of creating, that's what you want to have the political power to do. You've already, by the way, run the state of California nose first into the ground. So I'm not sure what else is left. You've gone scorched earth. By the way, speaking of scorched earth, I don't think I read articles here within the past couple of weeks, people who were victims of the wildfires, I could be wrong. So if I'm wrong, this is not intentional, but I recently read that not a single person has been able to do anything as far as rebuilding goes with the wildfires that hit California here some time ago. I mean, that seems like that should be something on your radar. Remember, the Democrats in Texas said that because of the floods that hit Texas, that Abbott has a moral obligation to not be pushing redistricting. What about, in this case, Newsom? I mean, are the same Democrats saying that Newsom shouldn't be pushing for this in California until the victims of the fire, of the wildfires, are actually able to start putting their lives back together? I mean, I'm consistent on this. I think that the state can manage more than one thing at once, at least in theory. In reality, I'm not sure that they can run anything at once, but one shouldn't necessarily stop the other. One should be evidence that the party in power should not be seeking to further increase its grip on power in California because they are completely incapable of managing their state. This is a political exercise. Gavin Newsom knows it. He just wants all the advantages. It's like Michael Scott. When Michael Scott got in trouble in the office, he told his boss, David Wallace, "David, I will be honest. I want all of the credit with none of the blame." That's what Gavin Newsom wants here. And listen, it's human nature. I get it. But let us not pretend, let us not engage in any patronizing nonsense here to Mr. Newsom and act like this is legitimate. To act like what he is wanting to do for the People's Republic of California is any different than what Republicans are seeking to do in the state of Texas. We are in a political battle here, my friends. I've said it for a long time. We are in a cold civil war where people are trying to secure victory for their political side of the aisle, and this is one of the ways that this battle has been manifest. Make no mistake about it, that's what is going on. And the stakes are high, by the way. The stakes are incredibly high. It would be bad news to the Trump agenda if if the Democrats won control of the House or the Senate in 2026. It would put the kibosh on much of what Trump wants to do. Friends, going to pause here as I get towards the end here of the first segment of today's program, but did you know there's a place that you can go where you can find conservative businesses? These are businesses that have vowed not to support leftist candidates like Newsom or leftist causes. These are conservative, free market-driven types of businesses that are pushing in the same direction that we are. No more worrying about whether or not your dollars that you pay a company will be used to support candidates that are antithetical to what you believe in. Freedom Marketplace provides you a place for free. It's free for you, the end user, to go there, to shop these conservative businesses, check them out. It's absolutely free for you to do. FreedomMarketplace.net is where you go. Liberty and business for all, my friends, at FreedomMarketplace.net. Quick time out. You're listening to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000 for your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of flavor with Wild Oasis Bison. Treat your loved ones to the finest grass-fed, grass-finished bison cuts, showcasing the purity of the wild. Our ethical practices mean no hormones, antibiotics, or steroids, just good, clean meat. Visit WildOasisBison.com and use code TODD for an exclusive 15% off your first order. Our bison jerky is a perfect stocking stuffer for Christmas. Wild Oasis Bison, because exceptional meals start with exceptional meat.
Calling all coffee lovers. Start your day off right with Hunter Brothers Coffee, veteran-owned coffee roasters. We deliver only the finest beans, roasted to perfection. We're passionate about bringing you the freshest, most flavorful beans for a taste that can't be beat. Affordable luxury for your morning cup. Visit HunterBrothersCoffee.com today and use code TODD for $1 off every bag you order. That's HunterBrothersCoffee.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Do you value taking charge of your health? Struggling with stubborn mucus and respiratory issues? Oneness Products offers natural solutions made in the USA. Our mullein leaf extract is a potent, all-natural remedy that clears mucus, reduces inflammation, and eases breathing. Breathe easier and live life on your own terms. Visit Amazon and search Oneness Mullein Drops for Lungs. At checkout, double your order by sending this note to the seller. Todd, USA.
Calling all seafood lovers, are you tired of the same old fish? Kenai Fish delivers the freshest, wildest catches straight from the Alaskan waters. They offer salmon, halibut, rockfish, smoked seafood, and more. Discerning customers trust Kenai Fish for quality and selection. Visit their website, keneyefish.com, and use code TODD at checkout for 15% off your order. That's KENAIFish.com.
At Mercantile Mountain, we're more than just a store. We are inspired by the great outdoors to embrace a healthy, happy, and whole life. Our quality products are hand-picked to promote a balanced lifestyle through nutrition, fitness, travel, and spiritual well-being. From outdoor gear, activewear, women's fashion and accessories, Bibles and devotionals, vitamins, pet supplies, jackets, shoes, and so much more. Our one-stop shop has it all. Mercantile Mountain connects freedom-loving Americans to high-quality USA-based suppliers. Proudly God-fearing with traditional values, our mission is to help people discover their God-given purpose and passion for life. and help consumers put purpose behind their purchases. Enjoy free shipping on all orders. And if you have any questions, our American-based help desk will be happy to help you. Visit our website at mercantilemountain.com and use code TODD to save 10% on your purchase. That's mercantilemountain.com to start your journey today.
Welcome back, my friends. Been talking here about this political fight about redistricting, which is exactly what this is. Both sides are trying to gain a political advantage in the way that they've districted or redistricted their state in order to get a political advantage, but they don't want to have the political ramifications for this here. Now, I would say Trump has done this differently. It's amazing to me, and there's an article that I want to get to here in a minute about Trump supporters, really, or people who voted for Trump. Get to that in due course. But it's amazing to me that the only person that seems to be blamed for all of this is Trump. And listen, he's totally fine with that. He doesn't care if he gets blamed for this. I mean, in one sense, Trump doesn't like anything bad said about himself. But in another sense, he knows he doesn't have to go back and get reelected. He knows that there are some very, very difficult decisions and things to navigate here. Things that have been hurting this country, by the way. This gerrymandering has been a problem in this country for a long time. Trump's the only one to address it head on, to say, this is what I want to see happen. And the media and the Democrat Party is aghast at this. This is the sort of thing you're supposed to do in secret, in private. Don't be saying these things out loud. It forces Gavin Newsom to say we have to do it because Republicans are, which is preposterous. He's doing it because he wants to do it. It's the worst type of politician. Just tell us. Tell us what you're doing, Gavin. I know that that's not the nature of politics and so forth, but anyway, it's what's refreshing about Trump. Anyway, I want to get into that a little bit more. I've got Beto O'Rourke out here dropping some expletives, talking about, hey, he kind of has a different approach. At least Beto, I'm going to give him credit here. At least he's on record as saying, hey, let's just do this because there are no more rules. Who cares what the rules are? We have to win. Now that's an honest answer from Beto out there, who's taking a different approach than Gavin Newsom has here. Friends, let's face it. There are a lot of companies out there who do not share your Christian values. The good news is that you do not have to invest in them. You can still make money investing in other places, by the way. At 48 Financial, they specialize in biblically responsible investing. They'll help you screen out companies that go against your faith and your values and create a plan that's tailored to your individual goals. They'll handle the heavy lifting so you can focus on what truly matters. Want to see if your current investments, what you have today in your 401k or IRA or whatever, if you want to see if your current investments align with your values, there's a simple way to do this. All you have to do is go to 48financial.com/Todd, 48financial.com/Todd, and you can take the assessment there. I've done this. It's quick. It's painless. It's easy to do. 48 Financial, because your values matter. And so does your money, my friends. All right, so let's go here and take a listen to what, not Gavin Newsom, we listened to him already. Listen to Beto. Now, I got to tell you, I got to get the bleep button ready for Beto. Because Beto drops an expletive here at the end, and I'm going to have to get, there we go, queued up for this. Here's Beto O'Rourke telling a group, he's on stage here at an event, telling people that, hey, we want blue states like California, New Jersey, Illinois, Maryland to basically redistrict so they maximize their advantage wherever possible. At least he's being honest here, even though I've got to exercise the bleep button. Here's Beto saying the quiet part out loud.
You're not going to let him stop us. Are you with me on that? Andale. It also means,
come on, Beto.
As Mark was saying earlier, we don't await the punch thrown by these would-be fascists to land. Mm-hmm. We punch first and we punch harder. We want California and New Jersey and Illinois
so
and
tough.
Maryland uh-huh. and every other state where the Democrats hold the governor's mansion, the assembly, and the state senate to redraw their congressional districts now, not wait for Texas to move first, to maximize Democratic Party advantage. Listen, you may say to yourself, well, those aren't the rules. There are no refs in this game. The rules. We are going to win whatever it takes. We're going to take this to them in every way that we can.
Okay. All right, Beto. I mean, at least Beto's being honest there. There are no refs in this game. Blank the rules, he says. We are going to win whatever it takes. Now, this is not uncommon for politicians and Democrats in particular to have different messages for different groups of people. Beto here, is talking to people in an audience that are just rabid leftists. So this is exactly what they want to hear. You know, you got to keep the radicals engaged. They can't think that you are going to be, you know, skimping on them. They have to believe that you are sold out and that you will do precisely what he said here, whatever it takes to win. That's what they want to hear. Now, there's another group of people that Gavin Newsom is talking to when he's at a press conference as the governor of the People's Republic of California. He's got to make it sound more like, listen, man, we've tried everything we can. We're trying to make sure that we, you know, we didn't want to do this. We're not going to abandon this independent commission to make sure that we district here in California fairly. We're not going to completely abandon it, but we have to abandon it temporarily because Republicans made us. That's right. Republicans made us. There's something that happens with Democrats where they're seen in a potentially unfavorable light. They have to blame somebody. It's typically a Republican. It's usually Trump or a conservative or a MAGA voter or whatever. And that's what I want to get into next here, my friends. It's a little bit of a segue. There's a former megachurch pastor, John Pavlovich. By the way, there's another story in the stack of stuff I don't have time to get to. Maybe it'll be the topic of a Todd Talk. I don't know. Headline here, Socialist Mamdani. That's Zoran Mamdani, the governor, or excuse me, the mayoral candidate for the city of New York. Oh, wrong one. That's not the right one. George Will, that's the one I'm looking for. George Will is actually saying he hopes Mamdani wins in New York because for some reason George Will thinks that every 20 years or so the American people need to see firsthand that the socialist experiment will fail. Seems crazy. See, I would think you would want to learn that lesson once and for all and then move on with it. But George Will, who I believe voted for, no, I think he voted for Biden in 2020. I wouldn't doubt that he voted for Kamala. I don't know what he did in 24. But anyway, that's out there. That's in the stack of stuff. There's a lot of other stuff I can't get to in the stack of stuff today. But I do want to spend some time on this. I want to spend a little bit of time on this mega church pastor who says, I'm reading the title here at Fox News, he declares Trump supporters can't be good people in a fiery essay. This is John Pavlovitz. He called President Trump the very worst humanity has produced in a blog post. So I want to get to that here, my friends, in just a moment. Before I do that, though, I know, folks, that you care about this country. You obviously do. You listen, you follow the news, you stay engaged, but you cannot fight for this country if you are not taking care of yourself. That's why I'm here to tell you about Solti. It's an all-natural, clinically proven supplement that lowers cholesterol safely. Science has spoken on this. The research is in. It's lowered cholesterol for folks, and it may be able to do the same for you as well. There's no prescriptions, no doctor's visits. All you have to do is take two Solti soft gels a day. It's a great place to start. My friends, a great place to start. It's very affordable. It's not invasive. It's not a drug. None of that stuff. Those other things may be necessary for you, but if you're worried, or not say worried, but concerned about your health, if you're wanting to take care of your heart health, especially as you age, especially as you are especially if you have a family of heart history or high cholesterol. This is a great product to take. Do not let high cholesterol slow you down. Solta.com is the website, SOLTEA.com. Promo code Todd will get you 50% off your first order. It's a 3-month supply and free shipping to boot. Very affordable. The only thing you have to lose is high cholesterol points, my friends. Solta.com, SOLTEA.com. Promo code Todd gets you the discount. All right. So, 40. I'm just going to. Oh, man. Let me just start here. I don't have a lot of time. A former mega church pastor declares Trump supporters can't be good people in fiery essay. John Pavlovich called Trump the very worst humanity has produced in a blog post. A former mega church youth pastor turned progressive activist argued that it's impossible to be, quote, a good person and support President Donald Trump in a scathing blog post last week. I often hear people say he or she supports him, but is a really good person, Pavlovich wrote on his August 2nd Substack post about Trump supporters. I consider that an oxymoron. I believe aligning with him is fundamentally antithetical to anything good, he added. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. My friends, sit tight. Back in just a minute.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. HomeschoolSafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit HomeschoolSafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Rustproof, American-made, battle-tested. Trusted since World War II, their unique chamois applicator keeps your firearms pristine. Veteran-owned, family-run. Visit rustproof.com. That's RUSTEPRUFE. Protect your legacy with Rustproof.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Tired of overpriced glasses from big chains? Specs Eyewear Inc. offers stylish and high-quality frames, prescription and non-prescription lenses, all at a fraction of the cost. Plus, we donate 10% of every sale to animal welfare. Choose your favorite cause at checkout. Shop Specs, independent, affordable, and delivered to your door. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com today. We will even answer your questions by phone. Visit SpecsEyewearInc.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Gear up, level up. Tired of the same old gun shop experience? Red Team Armory is not just selling firearms. We're providing a VIP experience. Rifles, handguns, shotguns, top-tier optics, unbeatable ammo prices. We've got you covered. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we're dedicated to helping you find the perfect setup. Fast shipping and expert advice. Visit us online at todd.redteamarmory.com. Red Team Armory, your mission, our gear.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Welcome back, my friends. I've referenced here that what I want to talk about, spit it out, Todd, what I want to talk about here in the last segment is this Substack post, this blog post written by John Pavlovitz, a former youth pastor at an evangelical church in North Carolina. He's an outspoken critic of Trump. I'm looking at the article here since his 2016 election victory. His provocative essays have been widely shared in progressive Christian circles, leading one faith news outlet to label him, quote, the digital pastor of resistance. That's right, the digital pastor of resistance. He's out here saying that you can't call yourself good, a good person, if you've voted for Trump. Now, I want to pause for just a minute. This is peculiar to me to hear a Christian pastor talk this way. Now, I listen. I try very hard on this program when we talk about ideas. Yes, for those people who have fully embraced ideas that are wicked, you will hear me refer to the group as the godless radical left. And we have a lot of that in this country today. We have a political movement that has fully embraced the murdering, the sacrifice of unborn children. We have this in this country. It's no longer even about protecting people, protecting women's so-called right to choose what to do with their unborn child. There are people that literally celebrate this. There are people who get to the podium at some of these rallies and they stand up and they exclaim how many children they've aborted as though it's some sort of badge of honor. This is wicked, reprehensible stuff. Same thing is true with gender today. This fight over how many genders there are, this fight over whether or not someone born biologically male can be a girl, someone born biologically female can be a boy, all of this stuff. I had a conversation the other day. I did at a restaurant. I was talking to a new server. I'm very chatty with these folks. I like to chat and talk to get to know people. And I was recalling someone who was trans, who was a server at another restaurant, who had been nothing but nice to me. I have no problem with this person individually. I just refuse to participate in a delusion that a boy can be a girl, that a biological male can be a girl. And I was trying to think how to reference the person without saying she, even though he's a he, pretending to be a she. And I just told the server, look, I don't know how to say this. I'm not trying to be to start something here, but I just refuse to participate in this delusion. I did. And she called the guy she, which I found interesting. But beside the point, this stuff is, folks, this is, you want to talk about things the Bible actually has something to say about. The Bible has things to say about this. And it's not on the progressive, so-called progressive Christians side. Now, I find it interesting. From a Christian perspective, do you know how many of us are good from a Christian perspective? Do you know how many of us are good? There is no one good, no, not one. Now, I understand when we're talking about things from a human perspective, there is a difference, I get it, between someone who is a mass murderer and someone who gossips. I understand that. But in the holy sight of God, we have all chosen to do things where ultimately we just rebel against him and his authority, and it is evil. In fact, it's why Jesus had to come and die. So I find it peculiar that this would be the line of argument from someone who calls himself a Christian to say you can't be a good person and vote for Trump. To me, you would want to say, here are the things that Trump is doing that are not good, that do not align with your faith, and list those. Because what are these things? Please tell me. Here's what he says in his article. At this point, the only reason left to support a man like this is that he reflects your hateful heart, that he shares your contempt of people of color. This is your accusation. This is not a demonstrative fact, by the way, Mr. Pavlovich. Your hostility toward outsiders, what on earth are you talking about? Because we don't want to have people here in this country illegally? What about your hostility towards the law? What about that? What about your hostility towards people who make rules for our country, Mr. Pavlovich? He goes on here, toxic misogyny, your ignorant bigotry. This is just a different way of reframing all of the same problem he has. As I read these, this is different ways of saying the same objection he has, which is you want to see people deported, therefore you can't be a Christian, and your feelings of supremacy. What on earth? Sounds like you have the feelings of supremacy, Mr. Pavlovich. He talking about, this is Pavlovich talking about Trump, is a snarling, vicious, grotesque avatar who says things you believe and hurts the people you want to hurt. What a total misrepresentation. First of all, this does not seem very Christian. I thought you're supposed to love your enemies, Mr. Pavlovich. You're calling this person a grotesque avatar. Yes, I understand if someone has completely abandoned any semblance of good in their life and is ruling as a dictatorial thug, then I say, you know what? All bets may be off here. But what are you talking about? What has Trump done? Trump has cut taxes. Trump has lowered the inflation rate. Trump has shrunk the size of government, which leads to more liberty. I'm confused here, Mr. Pavlovich, exactly what you're upset about other than politics. But I gotta go. SDG.
The solar industry is full of pushy salespeople, but not at Firm Integrity Solar. We provide honest, zero-pressure advice so you can make the best decision for your home and family. And to make it even easier, we'll cover your first 6 solar payments, up to $1,000. Call 858-215-2116 or visit firmintegritysolar.com today. Firm Integrity Solar. Because going solar should feel good for your home, your wallet, and your future.
Hi, I'm Shannon Baumann-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Protect your family's future with McPhee Insurance, a trusted family-owned business offering reliable term and permanent life insurance options. We understand the importance of securing your loved one's financial well-being, and we're here to help you find the right coverage at the price you can afford. With personalized service and expert guidance, McPhee Insurance is dedicated to providing peace of mind for your family. Contact us at 317-912-1000 for your free consultation.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.